Hey guys, welcome to David's Heart Broadcast. I just wanted to jump on and do a quick word with you all. Hello, hello. So good to see you guys. Since I have several that's jumping on, I'm going to go ahead and start. The Lord wanted, impressed upon me to do this broadcast today because I had actually had a dream. And he began to speak to me about that dream, and I want to share it with you guys. I remember seeing myself standing up on a very high place in this dream, and I seen like the flood waters. There was just floods coming down the streets and toward the homes, and it wasn't destroying them, but there was a flood water. It's like a pent-up flood was released all at once. And the Lord spoke, the flood of my glory is about to bust forth. It's about to bust forth in your life, in that situation, in this earth. The flood of his glory is about to bust forth. That pent-up flood that has been, seems like it's been held back for so long, is getting ready to just make way and just to come forth. And he led me to Isaiah 59:19 first. So shall they fear the name of the Lord where the sun sets and his glory where it rises? For he will come like a raging flood, driven by the breath of the Lord. That's the part I want you to focus on. This flood in my dream was driven by the breath of God. It wasn't sent to destroy. It was the flood of his glory that was bringing with it the salvation, the deliverance, everything that needed to be broken. This flood was going to sweep through and do exactly that. And we are standing on the very edge of that. The release is here. It is here. And it's time to partner with heaven. It's time to partner with God over those things in your life, over those words in your life that you have been so earnestly holding on to, and you continue to hold to them, and you continue to partner with heaven, and you speak those things as though they were, and as though they're getting ready to just bust forth, because that is exactly what he said. His glory is about to burst forth. And, you know, there's so many dry areas in our lives. Those desert places is going to become as an oasis. And the overwhelming intensity of your battles will become as a torrential blessing. He took me then from that to Samson. So I want to share something really quick with you about Samson. Samson took 300 foxes. He paired them off. He tied the torches between their tails. And he sent them to burn the crops of the Philistines. Then the 3,000 men of Judah came and they bound him to deliver him. And it's one thing when you face opposition from the outside, but it's another when you face that betrayal from someone on the inside. He experienced that sting of betrayal from the very ones God called him to lead and to deliver. But nevertheless, something inside of him would not stop fighting. It was the call and the anointing of God that was imparted into him. He was called to fight, to war, and to deliver those in captivity from the hand of their oppressors. And right now there is a mandate on your life to not quit, to not give up, and to not let go. It's time for you to fight, to war, and to stand. Sometimes you have to, you know, contend with those prophetic promises. You have to war over them, and you have to continue to speak life over them and over you and over your family. The Spirit is mandating you not to quit, because that's what Samson had. He was betrayed by the very ones he was called to deliver. And sometimes you'll face that sting of rejection, and there may be some I'm speaking to now that you have been betrayed. You have faced that betrayal from someone even close to you, and the rejection even close to you. But know that there is something on the inside of you. It's that Holy Spirit that's nudging you and telling you to not quit, to not give up. You know, have you ever thought about that time when you just were so ready to throw in the towel, but there was that nudge that absolutely was like a second wind, and it's like, no, you will not give up. It's kind of like you throw in the towel, he throws it back at you, and he says no. You wipe your face and you keep going because you're almost there. And that's where many of you are right now in this moment. And I just pray over you that fervency in your spirit, that fight to rise up in your spirit as it did for Samson in this moment. You know, he experienced that betrayal, that rejection. So I'm speaking to those that's faced a betrayal and rejection right now. Don't lose heart. Because this flood that I saw in that dream, I mean, it was just as if it had been pent up for so long, and it was just gushing forth, and it was going down every street, every road, everywhere. It was just spreading out, but it wasn't destroying anything. It wasn't causing damage, but it was just bringing forth that which you have been waiting for. It is bringing forth revival. It is bringing forth a refreshing in those dry places in your life. It is bringing forth just all of those places that you felt like you were closed in. He's making a way of escape for you. Perhaps it's a dry, dead relationship. Perhaps it's a dry, dead marriage. Perhaps there's something, whatever it is, this flood is coming forth to refresh that part of your life. Are you expecting it? Expect it. See it. Grab hold of it in your spirit. Because I fervently, fervently believe it has just begun with the flood of his glory. It has just begun. There is so much more to come. I'm going to take a minute and read Judges 15, 14, 15. He came to Lehi, and the Philistines shouted as they approached him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. The ropes on his arms became like burned flax, and the ties on his hands dissolved. Then he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it, and with it struck down 1,000 men. Those cords, those things that have you bound right now are being dissolved in the mighty name of Jesus. He found himself in this great struggle. And sometimes when you're in the middle of a struggle, you will truly find yourself. You will find out what you are made of. You will find out you were stronger than you thought you were. And that's what he did. He found himself. The anointing came mightily upon him, and he found himself. And the enemy was screaming defeat. But there again, that was that spirit in him that said, I will not give up. I will continue to fight. Hallelujah. So you get ready for that supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to come on you, because these cords that the very enemy used to bind you will be that breakthrough testimony for you. And I'm going to read one more verse of scripture, Judges 15, and this is verse 18, 19. He was very thirsty, and he called out to the Lord, you gave this great deliverance through your servant, but now may I die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised. So God split open the basin at Lehi, and water flowed out of it. He drank, was refreshed, and revived. Because of this, he called the place En Hakkor, which is in Lehi to this day. He killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. And what did he do right after that? He called out to the Lord. When you are in that place, when you just don't know what to do next, and when you have just been through the most horrific battle that you've ever faced, just as he was now, like I said, he just got through killing these Philistines, and he called out to the Lord. And that is what will rescue you out of any situation that you find yourself in. He called on the Lord. There was that supernatural shift He caused the water to burst forth from a hollow place. So the Lord would have me tell each of you today, call on me, because I'm going to cause those hollow places to spring forth, to flood with my glory. He wants to flood the dehydrated places of your marriage, your health, your finances, and wherever there's been barrenness, those are the places he wants to flood. That flood is just coming down your street, and it's not very far off. Your prayers are the tool that unlocks this supernatural geyser in the spirit. This supernatural flood in the spirit. It is your prayers. It is your declaration. It is when you stand up and you begin to partner with heaven that you will see this pent-up flood that I saw in that dream be released. The Lord said, call unto me, for I am ready to flood every part of your life. I am ready to bring that refreshing, that reviving that you've called on to me for. I have heard your cries. And he is coming to your inner core, because that's what Samson called that place. And that place is known as the caller's fountain, the fountain of the crier. You've been to that place and you've cried out at that fountain of life. And he is going to pour out upon you. He has heard those cries. And he is coming to just flood that very personal in Hakor to you. That is the place where you are, just as where Samson stood. And he named that place. God is going to show up at that place for you. He longs to flood your life with his glory. And the last scripture he gave me, for I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. He's doing a new thing in you. He's doing a new thing around you. And you just need to see it and grab hold of it in your spirit, because that drought is getting ready to become a total deluge. It is getting ready to just totally flood your world. And I know that he showed me those floodwaters, because there is an invasion of his glory, and we have just seen the very brink of it. It is not over yet. And as you begin to partner with heaven in faith, as you begin to stay upon those knees in prayer, as you begin to call upon him, he hears you, just as that in Hakor, the fountain of the crier, that got my attention. Because we come to that fountain. He is that living fountain. And we cry unto him. And he has come to us in that moment. The fountain of the crier. Your own personal in Hakor. So I want you to let that fight in you rise up to a whole new level. This is a mandate that the Lord wants you to take on in this hour. Is that spirit of fight, that spirit of I will not quit, no matter the betrayal, no matter the sting of rejection or who it comes from, I will not quit. No matter if it looks like the odds are against me, I will not quit. They may throw me in this den of lions. They may put me in this fiery furnace. They may throw me in the pit to die, but I will not quit. I will not sit among these ashes, but I will rise up and I will leave these ashes behind, the ashes of your past, the ashes of your pain, the ashes of anything that has wounded you. You're leaving that behind and you're moving forward with a fervency in your spirit. And I just felt so very strongly to just come on here and just to share this and release this over the body of Christ. And to know that what you think is over is not over. That rejection, that betrayal, all of that is setting you up for a comeback. What you thought was a setback is actually going to be your comeback. God's eyes are upon you. He sees you. He knows exactly where you're at. And He knows that which you have cried for. He has visited you in that place, in Hakor. I love to say that because it has such a prophetic meaning right there. And I just want you to grab hold of this and know that you know He will continue to visit you there. If you are thirsty, He is saying, come and drink. If you are hungry, He is saying, come and eat and abide with Me. For He gives you that living water that will not run dry. And those barren places will be refreshed. They will be revived. And right now, over everyone that's watching and those that may tune in later, I speak that same prophetic declaration that every barren place in your life will be revived. Behold, He is doing a new thing. Things will begin to spring up in your life that you thought were dead and hopeless and lacking life, but there is a resuscitation of the bride. There is a new wind. He's breathing on His bride, especially the ones who have found themselves so weary and so wounded in battle. He is faithful. Yes, He is. But I just speak that spirit of fight to begin to stir on the inside of each of you, that you will continue to stand. You will continue to fight against the onslaught of the enemy. Whatever he brings against you, no weapon shall prosper. It shall not prevail. But you will prevail. The enemy is under your feet. And let that strength, I speak that strength. Father, let your strength flow upon your people. Resuscitate them. Put a fight in their spirit that says, I will not quit no matter the situation, no matter the odds, no matter what I see with my natural eyes. I will not quit. But I am holding on till I see the manifestation of that which I have cried out for. For you have met Him at that place, your own personal in Hakor, that fountain of the crier, and He is getting ready to flood your world. And I pray, Father, that you flood their world with goodness and blessing, that you will revive and you will refresh every dry and barren place in their life, that you refresh and revive their mind, their spirit that may seem dry, their spiritual life that may be feeling like it's going dry. Stir up that fire, Father, in each and every one and in their families, for those marriages to come alive, those children to come alive, those suffering with a sickness shall see the healing virtue flow from the very throne of heaven in Jesus' mighty name. And I pray that strength and that healing over each of you as you stand in the name of the Lord, as the Ruach, the wind of His Holy Spirit, blows upon each of you. And I pray that it blows on everyone that watches this. The wind of His Spirit will blow so fiercely and so mightily that you will not mistake it. You will not miss it in Jesus' name. Just breathe Him in. Because there is so much more to come. And I pray over everyone's family, everyone that has a request right now. God knows what it is. And I just pray for healing, salvation, deliverance, to be loosed from whatever it is that the enemy is trying to hold you from. It is time to walk in that freedom that He paid for. It is time to stand up, pick up that sword again, and keep moving forward. And like Samson, no matter what comes at you, you stand up with that spirit of fight. You stand to the very end, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. I just bless you guys. so very much, and I just wanted to come on. I wanted to speak this word into your life. I want you to just take hold of it and to catch hold of it in your spirit and know that there is a flood. I want you to envision it, because sometimes we have to get a vision of these things, and I want you to see it in your spirit, and I want you to just know that you know that that refreshing, that reviving, that answer is coming your way. He is raising you up on eagle's wings. And he is putting out this prophetic call today. You have not seen anything yet. There is so much more to come. And as you call upon him, you're going to see that new thing that he is going to do in you, through you, and around you. In Jesus' name. I love you guys. I bless each and every one of you that tuned in with me today. I also desire your prayers, suffering with a sore throat, but God is our healer. And I still wanted to come on here and release this because I felt such an urgency in the spirit to release this. And I just bless you guys and just continue to hold on to that. And I just pray the wind of his spirit revive you and just move you and shift for you today, whatever it is that you have need of. I love you guys, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful day.